You were talking about an article or a story you heard about the average home price in Phoenix around $350,000.
Yeah, it was like $340,000, I think, was the actual number they stated in the article.
And unfortunately, there's probably not going to be any end in that in sight. A lot of these prices aren't super inflated like they were in 08 when things were going crazy. You could buy and flip a home, do very little to it, and get $60,000-$70,000 more in just a few months, because the demand for those homes are fueled by people coming to Arizona. Phoenix is the fastest growing city. But we did get, we did get a little bit of good news. The mansion section informed us that Vegas may be taking a little bit of that traffic away.
Oh, really?
From Arizona, and highlighted cases of Californians moving to Las Vegas. Giving real-time example, one homeowner, the monthly mortgage payment was half of what he was paying to rent in L.A.
Buy a house in Las Vegas, put your name on the deed, pay the bank the mortgage, you've got something, and that was half what he was paying for to rent and just throw money away.
An apartment. Wow. Right now, on Zillow, Las Vegas is the most viewed major metropolitan city.
Oh, really?
So we could hopefully be seeing a shift in migrants going to a different location. Another example, a family is in a $2,300 a month mortgage, which is, again, half of what he was paying for a 1,200 square foot two-bedroom apartment outside of Oakland. So it's not like, these prices, it might be pricing locals out of the market, but the number of non-locals coming in. And the funny thing, every one of these homeowners, and I'm going to use this last one from a guy out of San Francisco, had moved over to Vegas. And his main reason, aside from the cost savings, was the safe, family-friendly environment of Vegas.
What?
As compared to Oakland.
San Francisco.
Well, what?
That would be everything but a strip, okay. I guess.
I got to digest that for a
little bit. You got to realize the idiocracy of what's evolved here. When Las Vegas is more safe than San Francisco, a city built by mobsters, it's now safer.
It's 20 years away, but you know what's 20 years away, you realize Interstate 11 is going to connect Vegas to Phoenix. And that could be something in the future where you're going to see a lot more migration back and forth. So,
they're all coming to the Southwest. So we're here for them like we've been here for you for the last 32 years. We're here to help you in your quality of life and your enjoyment of living in the great state of Arizona. What's your takeaways from today's show? In the outdoor living segment at 8 o'clock with John Eisenhower, my biggest takeaway is what Ocotillo means.
Which is?
The little torch.
A little torch?
Yeah. Which is so perfect. It's so perfectly named when it's in bloom. It's that little red flaming torch on the top of the Ocotillo. I never knew that's what it meant. That's my takeaway.
And did we catch, is that like an Indian name? Is that a Spanish name?
I'm sure it's.
I have to look at which language origin that comes from.
Okay, all right. The little flame.
I like the idea that sustainability doesn't have to be some kind of out there concept. You can bring it right home to where we are using what we have in the home that we have. It doesn't have to be expensive new products or technology, and things will evolve. We'll get more things, but right where you are right now, you can be part of that.
I love that topic. I really do. Because for so long, it was kind of out of the mainstream. And it was hard to ask people to consider investing in some of the green, sustainable technologies that led that industry niche. Because quite frankly, at first, a lot of the products and the technologies were young.
Expensive.
Untested and expensive. But boy, we've sure matured in that particular niche in the industry for sure.
Well, and listening to the K-Biz gurus talk about sustainability, it really is down home kind of stuff. It's just paying attention, being observant. And if you're building a house or adding a room, you know, just as simple as orientation to the sun, where the wind is going to go, what kind of insulation, and thinking all those things ahead of time.
What we didn't talk about in sustainability is if you're interested in the topic, don't start by investing in anything other than a whole house energy audit first. That's the smartest money you can buy. And it's so cheap, $99 for your whole house. I even tell people, don't hesitate to get a second one for $99. Have two expert teams diagnose your home. One may have missed something slight. One may have found something the other didn't. For $99 before you start throwing money away. Whole house energy audits are the most sustainable practice, the first step you should take. If you've got a question about home ownership or home maintenance or home remodeling, join us next Saturday, 8 to 11 right here, or find us at rosieonthehouse.com.